You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy to have you here today. I'm Megan Lanford, your host. Welcome. So today we're going to talk about what, as a beginner in travel points, maybe you just got your first credit card, you just got your first sign-up bonus, you're so excited that you have these points, but you literally don't know what to do next. You don't know how you're going to use them or where you're going to travel to, or you don't even know like what's possible with, let's just say you have 100,000 points and you're like, I don't even know what that's going to get me. Like, where do I go from here? So obviously I work with a lot of beginners, and my students say this all the time. They're so excited to start. They get their card. That's really the easy part. Spending the money, super easy, getting the points, you know, like that is literally the easiest part of it. It's the figuring out how to use the points, transferring them, booking the vacation, you know, all of that stuff. But there's this middle piece before we ever even book anything that I really don't think about that much because it's second nature to me now. But this middle piece of, okay, I have the points, I want to take a vacation, but where do I even go? How do I even get there? What's possible? How can I use these points? Where can I go? Where can I travel? All of that stuff. So I kind of wanted to break it down because honestly, this is really the funnest part of travel points, I think. And it's something I literally do all of the time. And it's kind of where I have my clients start. And so I wanted to share it with you. I had a girl in the academy the other day. She was like, okay, I got my sign up bonus. Like, I don't even know where to go. Like, can you help me? And so I was like, oh, this is so good because this is the fun part. And this is something I wanted to share here on the podcast with you, because even if you don't have credit card points, this is fun to start doing, just to start dreaming and seeing where you could potentially go with the card that maybe you're thinking about getting, or you haven't even started with travel points and you just kind of want to see like what's possible. This is literally so much fun. And like I said, I do it all of the time. So for beginners, all of my students, almost everybody, there's a few exceptions, but almost everybody, I have them start out with earning Chase Ultimate Rewards. Chase is super beginner friendly, super valuable. And I love their transfer partners. And the two that I really have them start with once they have those Chase points is Hyatt Hotels and Southwest Airlines. Hyatt Hotels, one, because there's a lot of really great options, both super family friendly, like bigger rooms, free breakfast included, lots of locations. These are gonna be like your Hyatt houses and Hyatt places. And then all the way up to super fancy, bougie Hyatt Grand, Park Hyatt. Then there's also all-inclusives, which are great for families. There's just so many different unique ways to use your points. And there's something for everybody's budget. So if you are someone who's just like, I want to stretch my points and get as many nights for free as I can, you can stay in Hyatts for literally 6,000 points a night, which is crazy. So if you think you have 100,000 point sign-up bonus, 6,000 points a night. I'm really bad with math on the spot, so I don't know how many nights that is, but you're going to get a lot of nights out of one credit card sign-up bonus. Or you can go all the way up to all-inclusives that are going to be about 30,000 points a night, and that's going to include two people, all you can eat, all you can drink, plus rooms, which I think is a heck of a deal. That's 15,000 points a person. That's, I think, an amazing deal. Or you can go all the way up to something crazy like 60,000 points a night. There's something for everybody at every price point, which is what I love, and you can really maximize on your points. So I recommend that beginners, and even me to this day, I've been doing this for several years now, I still stay at Hyatt all of the time because I really value their price point and their options with my Chase points. Southwest Airlines is another really good beginner-friendly one because, again, great price points. I can get round-trip flights for less than 10,000 points sometimes, depending on where you're going. They always have sales. They're super friendly to families. You can get a lot of places. I really like using them for flying to Hawaii is a great option. You can take your family there. Their taxes are low. Every single flight domestically is going to be $11.20 a person on taxes. Round trip, that's amazing. So if you and your husband want to fly to Hawaii, you guys can fly there for like $23. That's amazing. So I really value Southwest. Even still, I fly them. I'm flying Southwest here in just a couple of weeks, actually. If I'm going longer trips, like across the country or to Mexico, I'm at a point now in my points game where I'm going to be flying like first class or business class usually for those longer haul flights. But for a quick trip for my family, Southwest Airlines is a great option when they have those sales. And so I love Southwest and Hyatt. With that said, and you're thinking about, okay, where do I want to go? One thing I really encourage you to do, and I'm going to really start doing this more with my students too, is before you ever even start, I want you to sit down and create a bucket list of dream destinations that you want to go to over your lifetime. I want you to just sit down with a piece of pen and paper and write out your bucket list, because this is going to truly allow you to start dreaming and thinking of the places you want to go. Because right now you might have the mindset of, we do road trips, we go to national parks, we go camping, we stay at Holiday Inns, we only go to something that's within 6 hours of driving. Like, some, you might be restricted. At least I was when I first started this. And so I didn't have a bucket list. I never thought I would get to leave the country. I had never traveled internationally. I had never even thought about like an overwater bungalow in the Maldives. Like, that was not even an option for me. Going to Paris, that was not an option. I went to Hawaii for my honeymoon and literally thought I would never get to go there again. Like, those kinds of things is the mindset I was in. And when you start travel points, there really is a mindset shift of abundance and freedom that comes with this. And knowing that you can literally travel anywhere in the world that you want. Like, there is pretty much nothing that's off limits. You can go to Iceland, you can go to Germany, you can go to Switzerland, you can go to an African safari, you can go to some crazy remote island out in the Caribbean that there's one resort on and you get to stay on that whole island yourself. Like, there's so many things that you can do with points. You can go on a cruise ship, you can go to Disney for almost free. Like, there's just so much. So I really encourage you, before you even get started, is sit down and write just like a dream bucket list. If money was not an option, where would you go? Where would you want to go? And put that down, because it's totally possible for you. After that, I want you to just go to Google and type into Google Hyatt Hotel Map. Go ahead and Google that, and it's going to pull up the Hyatt website, and it's going to pull up the map, the resort map for Hyatt hotels. This is where I recommend my students always starting when they say, okay, I have points, like, what should I do with them now? I tell them to go to this map and just start looking around and figure out where you might want to go with your points on your next vacation. Or if you're planning out like the year, just perusing this map is so much fun. I do it when I'm bored and I just go to the map because I'm just like, ooh, I want to go there sometime, someday. Oh, I want to stay there. That resort looks really nice. And so it's part of picking like destinations that you want to go to, but also resorts. There are some places that I never even thought about going or traveling to that like didn't cross my mind. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, that resort looks so amazing. I want to go there. And so that's kind of how I've developed my list also. So I want you to go to this map. On the top of the map, there's going to be a little box that says points. Go ahead and check that box, and then it will pull up all the hotels as you zoom in around the world. As you zoom in, it will show you the points cost of each one. And when you zoom in close enough and you have the hotels there on the side, it's going to be on the left-hand side of your map, you can click on them and there's going to be a points calendar. You can click that points calendar and see every single month of the year on the dates what it's going to cost you. And so this is a really great thing that I love about Hyatt also being beginner friendly, is they have just set pricing for their on-peak and off-peak prices. So if you look up December 21st and you see it's 20,000 points, that's not going to change. It is a set price point, and they just have on-peak and off-peak pricing. So you know exactly how many points it's going to cost you on your travel dates. And so this can really help you figure out how you're going to use your points, or even develop a credit card strategy to stay somewhere. Like, let's just say you need a certain amount of points to stay at that resort, then you know how many points you need to earn to be able to stay there. And so there's really two ways that you can plan trips. You can either pick a destination and pick a resort and figure out exactly how much it's going to cost you in points for the hotel and for flights, and then pick the credit card that's going to get you there. Or you can just open up a Chase card and earn a bunch of points, and then once you have them, you can be like, okay, now where do I want to go? So it can really be two ways. It can be very strategic, very planned, or it can be super flexible, and you can just decide as you go. So either way, this map is a great tool for either one of those strategies. Today we're kind of talking more about, like, you have points and you don't even know what to do with them or where to go, and pulling up this map is a great way to just kind of start looking around and seeing what's possible, where you could stay, how much it's going to cost you. You can filter it by like included breakfast or all-inclusive or categories. There's all kinds of different filters that you can use, but I like to just zoom in and like go around the world and see all of the different places that I could potentially stay. And I have a huge list of all the resorts that I want to hit in my lifetime, and it's just really, really fun. Of course, they're not all Hyatt, but I really like starting with Hyatt. It's a great place to start, and it's just super easy to navigate and to see, and a great way to start dipping your toe into the points world. Then maybe once you pick a place, or you kind of know which resort you want to go to, that's when you're going to go over to Southwest Airlines and figure out what the cost of the flight is going to be to get you there, and kind of see all of your options. Again, you're not tied to Southwest Airlines. Like, obviously if you're flying internationally, you're going to want to go look up like United or Air France or Delta or American or whatever. Like, there's so many flight options. But if you're flying domestically and you're a points beginner, I would 100% recommend starting with Southwest and booking your flights through them, and Hyatt as well. Again, you have lots of hotel options and stuff, but this is really where I recommend my clients who just got their first credit card sign up bonus and they don't really know what to do with them. Some clients are like, hey, I have this specific trip, this is what I want to do, and I'm like, okay, great, let's figure that out. But then there's the people that are like, I don't even know what to do, where should I go? Like, I've never even had the option to do that. And that's the great thing about this, is it opens up, like I said, so much abundance and so much freedom for you to literally pick wherever you want to go. I had a girl the other day in the academy, and she was like, I have like overwhelm. I want to go everywhere, and there's so many places, and I can't figure out or choose where to go next. Her youngest just left the house, and so she's kid free, and so her husband and her have like the ability to travel now, and so she's just wanting to travel a bunch with all her points, and she couldn't pick a place, and she was like, I need your guys's help. So she was in the membership like asking everybody where she should go next. But that's just the great thing about this, is you can go anywhere you want. You could decide today to book a trip for this weekend and go without even thinking about it, because it's not going to cost you very much money. Like, it just opens up so much possibility. So if you're someone who has points, or you're sitting on points, go ahead and start using them. Figure out where you want to go, look at this map, start perusing, and use those points. Because I will say that these airlines, these hotels, even the credit card companies are constantly devaluing your points. And every year it's like money. They are worth less and less. And so sitting on them isn't going to help. Yes, if you have a big trip that you're like saving points up for, I get that. But if you're just sitting on points, go take a trip, book a trip. Okay. When you have the next available time to travel, book something, because you are literally having, one of my clients called it Monopoly money the other day. She's like, I love my Monopoly money. You're sitting on free Monopoly money that you can spend however you want. So why keep it? It's not earning you anything just sitting there. Might as well book a trip. So I just wanted to share this because this might be you and you don't know how the heck to use your points or where to even start. Or you're someone who's aspiring to start using travel points, I would recommend just looking this up, because it's going to open up, just changing your mindset and open up all these possibilities for you to see what's possible. And then I promise you, after you look at that map and you see all those places, you're going to probably open up a credit card. I can guarantee it. I actually just opened up 2 new credit cards last week, one for myself and one for my husband. I opened up my husband an American Express Hilton business card, and I opened up myself a Chase Inc. business card. And so we are using those points to go to the Florida Keys later this year. And so I had a set strategy for that. There was a particular resort that we don't usually stay at Hilton's, but there was a particular resort that I really wanted to stay at. And so we needed some Hilton points so that I could save my American Express points. And so just wanted to share that little bit of strategy that I had, because a lot of you guys are always asking me, like, what cards are you opening up and like how are you planning this stuff? And so I thought I would just share what I recently did, and then after another month or two, I'll probably open up 2 more credit cards. I'm definitely looking at opening up the Chase Sapphire Reserve card next. I think I'm gonna probably open up the business credit card, but I'm not entirely sure yet. So I'm always accumulating Chase points, which is exactly what I just shared on this episode today. Thank you for tuning in. So I hope this was informational for you today and inspiring for you, and that you go out and start booking your next vacation. I will see you guys next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to Points to Paradise. If today's episode sparked new ideas for your next adventure, I would love it if you would share it with a friend or left a review. It helps so many more travelers like you find their way to freedom, joy, and unforgettable experiences. And if you're ready to start earning points and booking your own dream vacations, you have to join us inside the Travel Points Academy. This is where you will get the step-by-step roadmap to flying for free, staying in luxury resorts, and taking more trips a year without draining your bank account. Everything is linked in the show notes below. Until then, keep dreaming big, traveling smart, and following the joy that leads you to your own version of paradise.